Good morning. Happy Monday. I don't know if a word that they just said really struck me. Living intentionally is hard work. And it is hard work. Currently, I live alone, and I'm not going to lie, it's awesome. It's awesome because I get to do what I want when I want. It doesn't matter. I can keep it as clean or as dirty as I want. It's easy in a lot of respects. It's very different than doing what a lot of you are doing right now, which is living with roommates or housemates. And some of you are even living in intentional community, which is even harder. And it's hard even growing up, right, in family. Now, I think our culture has a way of romanticizing family in a lot of respects. And we see it in media. I mean, this has been happening since Leave It to Beaver time, which I really, you might not even know what that is, but that was a TV show a while ago, even before I was born. And then it happened in the Brady Bunch, which I loved growing up. You know, you got this blended family coming together. And there's, you know, mishaps, but it's pretty good. Now, currently, I don't know if any of you know this show, but there's a show on TV right now called Parenthood. You probably don't watch it. But I do watch it. It's a great little drama. And it's about this family. And there's four grown-up siblings. And it's just, it's funny and tender and all these things. But it creates this idea that this is what family is like. Now, it's not all like rosy for this family. I don't want to say that. But there's scenes where you're just like, oh, that's so sweet. It's Friday night. And they're all sitting around the dinner table, like grandkids, aunts and uncles, you know. And then you start thinking, really, in high school, did I really want to do that? Did I really want to be at my grandparents' house for dinner on a Friday night? Or you start thinking, wow, do they have any other friends? Because they're only spending time with each other. And then there's moments like this. They all go to all of each other's sporting events, you know, aunts, uncles, nieces, you know, whatever. Well, Saturday, I went to my nephew, 5-year-old, last soccer game. And not all my whole family there, but a lot of my family was there. It wasn't like the TV show. One, it was really cold. Two, my niece wanted nothing to do with me. She was being a brat. And I know you shouldn't call 3-year-olds brats, but she was, you know? And I was sitting next to my mom and her boyfriend, which is just kind of weird sometimes. And you know, there's just a lot going on. I'm thinking, this is not like TV. And the thing is, we don't just get our ideas about family from TV. As Christians, I think we've co-opted what it means to be family as well. And I think sometimes we're off. If you were here last night at the gathering, Dr. Will Willimon preached a sermon about where Jesus' family said he is out of his mind about him. And they were coming to take him and to quiet him. Because Jesus, we've been going through the Gospel of Mark, and what Jesus is doing consistently is deconstructing what people think is reality. He is deconstructing what the empire has said, this is the way things are and the way things are going to be. And when people come in and mess with that, it can be disruptive to communities and to families. Today we're going to look at the end of that story to see what Jesus says. If you want to get out your pew Bible, it's on page 815, Mark chapter 3. And let's listen to what Jesus says at the end of that story. Mark chapter 3, we're going to start reading at verse 31. So this is after Jesus has been teaching again and his family comes and tries to seize him and keep him quiet. And this is what he says, or this is what happens. Then Jesus' mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around Jesus, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And Jesus replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at the people who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Who are my mother, my brothers, and my sisters? Jesus is coming to deconstruct this idea of family and to create a new vision for what family looks like. Now, things were a little bit different back then. We've talked about this. And one thing, I got this. I'm not going to worry about it. Oh, there she is. He, it, is the play card. One thing Jesus is doing is deconstructing this vision that the empire is casting, where it says that Caesar is Lord, the kingdom of Rome is ruling, and you have got to submit and obey. And Jesus is saying, as we're reminding, that he is Lord, that the kingdom of God is here now, and we are called to repent and believe. You see, in the kingdom of Rome and the empire, one of the building blocks for the empire was something called paterfamilias, which are like families, kind of like we understand, but they're bigger than that. They're extended. They are a building block. Whatever family you end up in, often shapes your identity and who you are in the community. Often it determines what your vocation is going to be. If your dad's a carpenter, you're going to be a carpenter. For the women, sorry, at that time, you pretty much had one vocation, and that was to birth more children. It also set you in a place where you understood who you socialized with and who you didn't socialize with. And it was a building block to the kingdom, to the economy for the kingdom of Rome. So when Jesus comes in and kind of kicks that out and says, no, that's not how it goes, that's a blow to the empire. But it's also a blow to the family and to people. For if my identity doesn't come from my family, where does my identity come from? If my family doesn't determine who or what my vocation is, where does that come from? Then, the thing that's great about Jesus, though, is he doesn't just deconstruct things and say, well, figure it out, good luck. He also casts a new vision for what it's like. And he says this, whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. Now, you see, if you look at this text and study it, what's going on here is this theme that we'll pick up and see in Mark for the rest of it, this insider and outsider language. It's very clear in this passage that the family was outside and that Jesus was inside with some other people. So what Jesus is starting to do here in the Gospel of Mark, the writer is starting to see, is to show us that we're trying to cut down who's in and who's out. Now, for us today, we spend a lot of time idolizing family, particularly in this country. We idolize it. We think it should be perfect. We think that we need to protect the family name, that we need to focus on the family and strengthen the family and protect the family. But Jesus here is saying your family is not who you think your family is. It's bigger than that. And that is good news. But we are people who liked ins and outs. We like to draw the line and know where we stand because we want to know our identity. And this doesn't just happen with our family. It happens with groups, right? We want to know where we stand. Who are our people? And often, if we're honest, our people are people who look like us, people who think like us, people who dress like us, people who eat the same foods as us, like the same music as us, people who are like us. And it becomes easy then to treat people who are not like us as something other. So it becomes easy to talk trash about people who are not on our team or who don't wear our letters or our colors or people who aren't in our hall even. We create ins and outs. And Jesus is constantly saying, this is not the way it is. Whoever does the will of God is in my family. And the will of God, I have lots of conversations with a lot of you about the will of God. And the will of God is less about what major you declare. It's less about what grad school you choose. It's less about whether this is the person you're supposed to marry or not. And it's more about, are you loving God with your whole heart and your whole mind and your whole strength? It is more about, are you doing justice? Do you love mercy? And do you walk humbly with God? The will of God is about honoring God, honoring others, and honoring ourselves in all that we do, in all that we say, in all that we think. Because, friends, whether you like it or not, these people are your family. That is a big thing to wrap our mind around. And I wonder if that's why we whittle it down so often. Because it's hard to think about everybody is my family, everybody is my brother and my sister who does the will of God. But that is good news for us. Because to honor God and to honor others and to honor ourselves is a hard task, and it's one that we can't do alone. And it's one that we can't do with people who simply think, look, and act just like us. To be the body of Christ means that we have differing parts, that we have diversity, and as the gift, if we didn't, the body wouldn't function. So my challenge for us as a community is to begin to transform our minds, to really see ourselves as family, and not the people we just want to see as family, but more often the people are not that we're resistant against. Who is my family, says Jesus? Whoever does the will of God. Let's pray. God, you call us to many things. And we confess that they aren't always easy and they don't always seem like they make sense. So we ask now for a spirit of wisdom, a spirit of imagination, a spirit of courage to walk in your way, God. Thanks for calling us your children and creating a new family in us. Help us to live into that. And we pray this all through Christ. Amen. Go in peace.